Kati jogged up to the queen and said,
"Gimme the details, why is everyone so grim?"
"I will, but first I need to drag your father into the woods and murder him,"
Evalina said with remarkably little inflection.
"That bad? You found out he was robbing the Nimalore, didn't you?"
Kati blithely conjectured while digging around in her bags. Evalina made a resentful sort of smile, but Kati wasn't looking, and then she said,
"You are aware of that?"
She stretched out her legs and her joints popped before she continued,
"Maybe expelling Ivanti wasn't enough. I legs all you quarrens back to whatever miserable hole you crawled out of. All two of you."
"I was born in Muir, you fetid Gulmop. It is miserable here with you around though."
"Gulmop? I've got to remember that one,"
Shane said, through the lump of something greasy in his mouth. The two women turned to face him, a gleeful smile on one and a dagger-sharp glare on the other. Shane had some difficulty swallowing whatever doughy mass he was feeding on before he could speak again.
"Have I mentioned you ladies are a rare pleasure to listen to when you bicker?"
Shane said with a mischievous smile.
"I don't bicker,"
Evalina growled.
"Not very well, anyway,"
Kati said, haughty and condescending as one can be without delving into parody. Shane started laughing and had to stabilize himself with a hand on his horse. Before finally managing,
"Would you two just grind your gashes and get it over with?"
The rest of the band had been quietly pretending they were paying no attention to the conversation, but now there was blatant shock on every face as all who heard his crudeness wondered if Shane was about to die. The queen's face contorted in astonishment and horror before she demanded,
"By the gods, Shane, shut your filthy bread hole this instant."
Evelina looked over to see Kati with a contemplative look and her head tilted sideways. The sorceress conceded,
"I don't know, I'm into it. But no cuddling."
There were no words, only an exasperated scream from the affronted queen. She stepped forward as if to strike Kati, but the sorceress hopped out of range with a playful laugh. Shane had the foresight to back off several paces in the distraction, and stood ready to flee Her Majesty's wrath. Evelina retained her dignity, however, and turned away from her more impudent subjects to march aggressively to the passive bystanders. Moon and Captain Damrogan had halted their efforts to clear the ground to watch the show with Shale, Moira and Riley. The Queen made as if to finally confront Shale, but before she started on her tirade Moira raised her hand for attention.
"What?"
Evalina asked, not quite failing outright to avoid being surly with her sister. With the utmost innocence, Moira inquired,
"Avi, what's grind your gashes mean?"
Shale had to cough to avoid an outburst, Moon and Captain Damrogan held their breaths, and Riley and Shane squirmed as to avoid pissing themselves with laughter. There was a brief silence, and then all tension melted like butter in a pan as Evalina hopelessly giggled and then bubbled with laughter.
"Oh, Canna, I would know only sorrow without you,"
Evalina praised her sister, words broken with mirth. Moira looked to and fro at the many puckered smiles and strange reactions she could not fathom, then back to her abruptly jubilant sister. Evalina ruffled the hair on her sister's head before turning to Shale and pointing into the darkness of the woods.
"I must share a word with Lord Shell. Please handle the arrangements,"
the Queen said as she and the bothersome Baron turned to leave camp. Branches cracked and leaves crunched under their heavy boots as they moved well out of earshot of their companions. Shale could hardly see the Queen save her lambent irises, which flickered out of sight as she blinked. When the rattling of her armor stopped and all was still save his own breath, he felt compelled to hold it in silence. A few agonizing seconds passed.
"Give me a reason I should suffer you to live,"
Evalina spoke without anger, a sign that Shale knew all too well meant she was poised to do something drastic.
"I am not your enemy."
"You make a poor friend."
"I'm not much for friends."
"Then a poor ally, a poor vassal, a poor example of many things,"
Shale scoffed, and his armor clinked as he crossed his arms, before he said,
"I swore my oath to his ascendancy, not his daughter. Be glad I have done much service for you, to whom I am not accountable."
"What delusion is this? The dead kings exterminated your retainers and ran you through. This is lunacy, not loyalty."
"That was Halleck."
"What difference does it make?"
"Evidently far more than either of us knew. in light of your grandfather's revelations.
Evalina turned away to think of these words. Shale waited with a respectable control of his swelling agitation as she let out a long low hum of a growl.
You have a point.
She shouted furiously, then added.
But wearing the Tevrath led us to ruin, now leads us into war, and near led Strand to us as well.
I cannot defend the results, only the intent.
And what was that?
To remain ever loyal to my liege, to whom, as you said, I owe my every privilege and luxury.
Then if my father and I came to strife, who would you side with?
She demanded, stepping forth with her accusation.
That is an invalid question.
Shale stated, firm against her advance.
How?
Shale breathed a long sigh, before saying,
I knew him ever since you were born. I was at his side near without fail as you grew to maturity. I have seen firsthand his devotion to you. He would do anything, burn down the world, kill anyone, if you were at stake. He will never fight you, not after who. What? He gave up for your sake.
Not that he could see it, but Evalina's expression went from angry, to strained, and then to inquisitive, as he spoke.
What do you mean, who?
She asked, not an allegation, but a robust and hearty confusion.
Misspoke. What he gave up, he'd rule half the world by now were it not for that affection.
He didn't give up anything of permanence. He could at any time refuse to comply with my demands, and there is no force at my disposal to compel him.
She argued, and thankfully for Shale, looked away as he fidgeted in discomfort, before she turned back to finish.
But I digress. I cannot deny what you say. It is simply not easy to consider him with impartiality.
A fault no just man would blame you for.
There was a sudden snap of a twig and a brush of leaves, unmistakably above where they conspired.
Thralls?
Shale shouted with a hush, trying desperately to make out a shape in the darkness. Evalina groaned, and said,
No, sorceress.
A broken branch fell to the forest floor, nearly colliding with a staunchly unmoving Evalina, followed by the quick descent of an eavesdropping Carty.
Hi da, I missed you.
Carty stated with well-constructed, but ultimately fruitless earnesty.
Carty.
Shale moaned.
Had your fill of spying?
Evalina asked politely. Carty pulled a small twig from her hair and tossed it aside, then said,
Had to make sure you didn't actually kill him. You're prone to murdering the men in my life.
Shale attempted to position himself between the Nicee and his daughter, with a bit of a near miss in the dark. He suggested,
Let us return to the others instead of embarking on this routine again.
His petition was successful, and the three made their way back to the dim light of the camp. On the way, Evalina told Carty that she would pardon this act of subterfuge, as her spying on the fateful council meeting ended with such great benefit. They arrived to find bedrolls laid out and ready, their horses feeding on bags of grain, and a modest stew in preparation by Moon. Evalina found Moira with the most unaccountable look about her, red in the face, and eyes darting away and back again. When Carty and Shale went to ogle the stew, Evalina made to check on her horse, and her evidently on the route sister hastened to join her. Evalina waited expectantly while her sister stared at her wide-eyed and with the tensest frown on the northern continent. The princess burst into a smile and finally asked,
Are you and Carty in love?
A demented smile crawled across Evalina's face, and she was unable to speak before her sister added,
Riley said that.
Hush.
Evalina interrupted, with her hand quickly to Moira's mouth, and she said,
I prohibit this discussion entirely, for the sanctity of our kinship.
The princess was utterly unsatisfied with this response, so Evalina buckled down and stated,
No, Canna, I am not, nor have I ever been in love with Carty. Please leave this be, for the sake of my sanity.
Ah.
Moira pouted,